He immediately bowed his head in a very polite, submissive way to Daddy. From that first moment, I was certain that this little gray bundle of fur was going to be Daddy's spiritual son. Number 6. I wanted to adopt a yellow Labrador Retriever, like the one in the book Marley and Me by John Grogan, and I turned to Crystal Real, the researcher at our Dog Whisperer production company, MPH Entertainment, to find the perfect puppy. I chose a black Labrador pup that had been picked up as a stray, and a yellow Labrador pup that had been dropped off at a shelter with some of his littermates. Number 7. It can be difficult to tell the difference between nervous energy and playful energy in dogs. But if you notice extremely fearful, shrinking behavior from the beginning, that's a potential red flag. Number 8. When introducing a new puppy into the pack, it is important to make sure that the puppy's health and well-being are being protected. Both puppies had clean bills of health and had their first two rounds of shots, but they were still susceptible to diseases until 4 months of age. Number 9. I brought the Marley dog to the pack, and within 10 minutes, he was happily exploring his new environment. He may have looked like Marley from literary and cinematic fame, but he was going to have a different experience of life. Number 10. I wanted to select a terrier breed puppy from a top-notch breeder. I visited with breeders, asked a lot of questions, and chose one that had an elegance about him. The miniature Schnauzer is a quiet and calm breed. Number 11. I observed the pups as they wrestled and explored, delighting in every new sight and sound they encountered. Mr. Blue Collar, the coal black Schnauzer with glistening silver eyebrows, chest, feet, and tail, was the favorite of Brooks. Number 12. The ladies from Southern California Labrador Retriever Rescue were surprised to hear that I wanted to raise Mr. Green Collar, a medium energy dog, for the book. I explained that most potential owners are not as experienced as they are, and can easily be overwhelmed by an independent dominant pup. Number 13. When you adopt a dog from a reputable breeder, you are not just acquiring that one dog, but also the rare bloodlines of many generations of dogs. A sign that a breeder is not reputable is if they will sell you a puppy sight unseen. Number 14. I brought Mr. Green to my car, and after signing the papers, I brought him home. My sons were impressed by his sweet temperament, and they gave him the new name Angel. Number 15. The Bulldog is a breed that was originally bred to be a star player in the brutal but unfortunately popular sport of bull baiting. They are known for their patience, loyalty, and affection. Number 16. The English Bulldog is a breed that is known for its obsessive mouthing behavior. This behavior can be stopped or redirected before it becomes a problem by distracting the puppy with pleasing scents. Number 17. I had 4 puppies, and I wanted to raise them to be balanced dogs of different breeds with the stability they were already born with. I wanted to prevent any future issues from forming. Insights from Chapter 2. Number 1. The cuteness of puppies can be their downfall. The cute response we feel when we get the irresistible impulse to bring home a puppy is an emotional response, not a rational one. Number 2. The puppy you bring home will eventually become a full-grown dog, and animal lovers take this fact very seriously. Breeders, rescue organizations, and even shelters have become more aware of the consequences of homing a puppy with an owner who isn't prepared to take care of it. Number 3. Brooke has a checklist that prospective adoptive owners must complete before she will allow them to take possession of the dog. They must have a reputable veterinarian in place, show me at least a business card, and visit Brooke's home at least once. Number 4. The monks of New Skete, also German Shepherd Breeders, describe another example of this phenomenon in their excellent book, The Art of Raising a Puppy. Number 5. Puppies need constant